Next month, Georgia voters decide whether to give the state the authority to take over some schools that it labels chronically failing. Now, the plan would create a separate state-run district for those schools. Now, the idea has been tried before, but only in a few other states. And as Martha Dalton reports, the results have been mixed.
That's the sound of hundreds of wooden rulers. Opponents of Governor Deal's school takeover plan are dumping them on a desk in his office in protest. Each ruler sports the message, "Local control rules." They came from schools throughout the state and are signed by teachers and students. Before their trip to the governor's office, Georgia Association of Educators President Sid Chapman punctuated this message to the group of demonstrators.
Every place that this model has been tried, including New Orleans, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, everywhere this model has gone, it has failed.
Whether school takeover models have failed in other states is up for debate. Georgia's plan is partly inspired by a system used in Louisiana to rebuild New Orleans schools after Hurricane Katrina, but it's more closely based on a model used in Tennessee. State officials there created an achievement school district 4 years ago. It now runs more than 20 low-performing schools. Gary Henry is a public policy professor in education at Vanderbilt. He studied the results after 3 years.
We found no evidence that the students performed either better or worse than the priority schools who were not a part of the Achievement School District.
Georgia's plan would create a similar setup called an Opportunity School District. But Henry says it's missing the one thing it needs to be successful. More money.
There's nothing in the legislation that suggests that the resources needed to turn around these chronically low-performing schools are going to be added.
Tennessee's plan received extra federal dollars. New Orleans received millions in private and public funds after Katrina. Henry says without additional resources, like more money to pay and keep good teachers, nothing will change for Georgia's low-performing schools. Critics of the takeover plan have blamed past cuts to education for stunting schools' improvement, but Governor Deal has staunchly disagreed.
The underlying issues facing our classrooms today and the challenges that often lead to academic failure cannot be solved simply by throwing more state dollars at the issue.
Sometimes a mere threat can motivate. At least that's what Malika Anderson thinks. She's the superintendent of Tennessee's Achievement District.
You need the external state pressure, like an ASD, to be able to incent the local school district to do what they can do and could always have done to best support their students.
That's been part of Governor Deal's argument for his takeover plan. If schools were doing their best, the state wouldn't need to step in. And there are signs that applying pressure has had an effect. Districts with the most schools at risk, namely Atlanta and DeKalb, have developed their own plans to turn around schools ahead of the vote, and they've invested heavily in them. Atlanta Superintendent Maria Karstarfin said those reforms needed to happen anyway.
We were already working on our turnaround, and that's why I was hired.
But she admits the school takeover plan accelerated the timeline. Recent polls conducted for Channel 2 and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution showed a majority of likely voters agree with these protesters.
You can take our public schools! Local control rules!
Who don't support the takeover. About a third of respondents in both polls favored the plan for Georgia. As for Tennessee's Achievement School District, there haven't been significant strides yet. But for one mother there, Marquita Finney, it's been a big deal. Finney has 4 children in the district. She says they're more engaged in school and talk about going to college now.
I stand on hope. If you give a child hope, they'll want better. They'll push themselves and they'll push their parents. That's my spiel. You got to give a child hope.
Proponents of Georgia's takeover plan say that's what it will do for families here. Opponents say the data from Tennessee and Louisiana are not solid enough to take that kind of risk in Georgia. Martha Dalton, WABE News.